713-671. Or feel free to contact us at
662-704-0630. Again, 662-704-0630.
And until our next broadcast, remember, the devil has not forced a chain that the power of God cannot break. Until our next broadcast, God bless you. From Bishop Kenny Townsend
and Minister Mildred Townsend.
Tell somebody, say, you stand. Yeah, Lord, yeah.
This is KAYT, Gina, Alexandria. This is Gospel Radio at its very best. 88.1. KAYT. Praising the Lord.
Hi, this is Pastor Arthur LaValle with Kingdom Life Fellowship Community Ministry, welcoming you to another opportunity to transform your life. Did you know that you possess the power and the responsibility to determine your future and destiny? Did you know that you are the sum total of the choices and decisions you make every day? However, the ability for you to make the right decisions for a life that will lead to your God-given destiny depends on your quality of knowledge. Self-development demands self-discipline. It is our desire to see your life transformed by the messages on these broadcasts. Prepare to receive as we join this opportunity to grow and expand, as we inspire you and motivate you to achieve your greatest in God's purpose for your life. Sit back now and listen to a message that is designed to destroy ignorance and empower you to become an effective human on this planet as you inspire others to reach their maximum potential. Let us join the seminar in progress. Persecuted,
but not forsaken. The views and opinions expressed during this broadcast are not necessarily those, the staff, management, or ownership of KAYT, KQJO, FM.
Hallelujah, hallelujah. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Praise the Lord, praise the Lord. So every time my opportunity comes for me to come on this broadcast, a joy just come over me, you know, because I think of how great our God is, that he would use a little old me to come on this radio broadcast and share with you all his people, his love for your life, his grace and his mercy. And boy, that's an awesome privilege.
Yes,
and I don't take that lightly, you know. I count it a joy. You know, that's why when I come on here, I always say, hallelujah. You know, hallelujah is the highest praise that you give to God. That means I praise you in everything. It don't matter what it is, the good and the bad, the right and the wrong. It don't matter. I give him praise in all things. Why? Because in all things, everything is all right. In him, all his promises are yes and amen. In him is fulfillment of life. Bishop, if you more of your mind, I'm going to do like a special broadcast on this radio today. And it's a broadcast to a cry out to my community, to the community of Bunker, Louisiana. In hopes that those of you who are not in my community who hear this radio broadcast, hey, it may affect your community too. So I'm going to open up this radio broadcast. Go ahead, Bishop. I'm going to open up this radio broadcast for you to interact in it, you know, and to get your opinion, you know, concerning what I believe is a very serious matter in my community. And I want to use this platform today to make my community aware of what's about to take place in our community that will affect our community for generations to come. And in this decision that's being made that's going to affect our community for generations to come, I think there's some things that you might need to be aware of so that not only you can sit back and watch just 2 or 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8 people make a decision for on your behalf for what's best for your community, that you also get quality information. And for this purpose, that you also might get in on the decision and making of the future of our community. You know, and what's, when I say the future of our community, I'm not talking about what's bad or wrong or evil. I'm talking about what's best for our community in the future. In this broadcast today, you know, that's my main desire. That's my main concern concerning the issues and the matters that we will be discussing in this broadcast today. It's not about people, and it's not about the people that have made the choices and decisions concerning our community. It's about what's best for our community. And for you, getting information that will enable you to get involved in this decision and factor that's in our community that's facing us today. You know, that decision, that matter that I'm talking about is, as I read in our paper in the Bunker, Louisiana area, in our newspaper on the front page, is an advertisement of the Vos Parish School Board leasing to an organization, the middle school facility. You know, and listen, that's not a bad thing. That's a good thing. For the things that they say that they want to do in there and for the presentation that they presented to the school board, those are all good things, not evil things. If you recall on this radio broadcast for the last several weeks, I see why now. The Lord has been telling us that for us not to be ignorant of Satan's devices, lest he come and take you captive at his will. And we also discussed that, you know, how Satan's most successful tactic against us as believers will be to preoccupy us, not with bad things, not with evil things, but to preoccupy us, listen carefully at this, to preoccupy us with good things at the expense of forfeiting great things. Listen, I'm not saying, you know, that's a bad thing of the lease of the middle school facility to an organization, you know, because they mean well and they have good intentions. But my concern is that the best thing for our community? And I love my community. And I come on this radio broadcast today with a passion for not me, but for my community. You know, and I have to take a stand in the decisions that they have made in our community without you. Some forms of government is all right, but then this governance form is supposed to be, the Constitution is supposed to be the government and we the people. And sometimes, you know, if you allow man governance system and people to make choices and decisions for you that you're not even aware of, that you don't know the process of, that you don't know what's going on, it's not always the best decision. And in this situation, man, there's a cry out to my community that you will get involved in what's going on over there concerning the lease of that middle school facility and to whom it's leased to and for its purpose, because there's some things in there that you might not be aware of. Like I told you, the devil's most successful tactic against us, and I'm not talking about the people. I'm talking about our greatest enemy, the devil, is to preoccupy us with good things at the expense of forfeiting great things. So as most of you know in the community of Bunker, you know, our school board system has leased the Bunker Middle School facility there to an organization from Mississippi. And that organization is going to be in its name, Louisiana. And our school board system is given to a corporation that's not even from this community, that's not even from this area, that don't know anybody in this community, and nobody in this community know. And they're giving that facility to this community, and they're giving that facility to that organization, and through that organization, you know, our community will be allowed to use the gymnasium and all, perhaps all the other aspects of the building. But it's giving, man, what belongs to our community to an organization, man, that's not from here. Now, mind me, I'm not, please understand this. I'm not saying that that foundation and that organization is evil or corrupt or no good. By no means. I'm sure they mean well, and I'm sure they have great intentions. And I'm sure, man, you know, they will do good things in and for our community. Well, I'm not talking about good things. I'm talking about good things versus great things. And then when it comes down to those decision and factors like that, then I need, that's where I think, you know, it's time, man, for me to involve my community in a major decision that's taking place over there as to who that facility will be for and who that facility belongs to. And not only that it belongs to that community, it should also be for that community. Tell where you make the choices and decisions on what go on in there. Under a governing authority and under a governing operation, you know, and applying the democracy that we live in our country, but applying it justly and in the right ways. And in the ways, man, that is not what's best for the people who are orchestrating it, but what's best for the whole people, the people as a whole. And I don't think you know it. I don't even think our school board know it. You know, they might know it, but they don't know the effects of it. And this is what I wanted to come on this radio broadcast and let you know. That in that decision that they've made, they decided to give a facility that belongs to you in that community. That you should be the governing body of it. They're giving it to an organization, man, that's not even from this community. That will allow this community, you know, to use their facility and for the betterment of this community. But the facts still remain the same. It's not yours. It don't belong to you. It don't belong to you. It's not yours. And the fact of the matter is, you know, I can't stand by and let that take place, you know, without doing everything within my means to stop that. And the way in which it was done, you know, was unjust. You know, we allowed a few people to come together and make decisions, man, on how that would go. And those people who came together, those of us who came together, we had good intentions and meant well. Again, I want to emphasize this. There's not any accusation against the people, because I know who the enemy is. It's the devil. Like I told you, his most successful tactic against us as a person, as a people, as a family, as a community, is to preoccupy us as a church, to preoccupy us as an organization, to preoccupy us with good things at the expense of forfeiting great things. Bishop, I thank you for that message that you shared with the body of Christ today, you know, on the radio broadcast. As I was listening to it, and that's a powerful message, you know. And it's a message about, man, the spirit of discernment, being able to discern things, being able to, because listen, boy, Satan is slick, and he can deceive himself as an angel of light and even deceive even the very elect. That's the good people, all the ones that mean well and everything else. He'll put a good bait over an evil hook, and you don't see the evil hook. All you see is the good bait, and you go after that good bait not knowing that evil hook that's under that bait going to snatch you out of your God-given purpose and destiny, out of your natural environment, just like it do a fish. It's a deception. That's how the enemy operates. And his deception that he operating against good people who believe in God, quote unquote, who so-called Christians, his most successful tactic against you is going to preoccupy you with good things at the expense of forfeiting great things. You know, and through that group that was formed together, man, we got together, man, and they made a choice and decision to give their facility to an organization that's not even from this community, that they don't even know. When in turn, you have three groups coming together. Two groups are from here, based here, live there in that community, you know. Family and friends there, ties and everything else there with that community, who has one sole purpose. Not in what's best for the organization, not in what's best for the economy or the town, but what's best for you. The people. What's best for you? That's established right there. And instead of, man, them coming together, us coming together, and making sure that their facilities stay within our community, man, we made a choice and decision.